Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the Inventor, yeah. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. Showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members. Coming live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street blues, the women's views, the voice is what? Tell us what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, shutting it down like I do every single day, repping for the DMV and worldwide, man. This is how I do, man. You know, this is Saturday, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you a hot, another exclusive interview with your man, Mr. P. Gutter, repping MBB Entertainment, shutting it down. You know he got that hot single with your girl, Little Mo, doing it real big, repping the DMV, shutting it down. He going to be live on the show. I'm going to send my shout-outs to Game Face Worldwide. Shout-out to my street queens. We always shutting it down. Shout-out to DJ Finesse and Ace Diamond. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, all my people, all my fans. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I'm the people's voice. I'm about to go to the lines right now, yo. 410, you're live on Lush Radio. What's the business?
What's good? What's good? What's your dude, P. Gutter?
What's up, P. Gutter? What's
the
deal?
Just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, grinding, you know what I mean? Trying to you know, make the album as successful as possible.
That's what it is, man. So P, you know what I'm saying? You out here doing your thing, man. Before we get into it, man, we gonna freaking, you know what I'm saying, let you pay your bills and get it in, man. Pay your bills, send your shout-outs, do what you do.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I want to shout out the whole Annapolis City Murderland. You know, that's Annapolis, Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Just letting everybody know it's real. I'd like to shout out MBB Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, BTE, Hood Official, you know what I'm saying, everybody on the staff, you know what I mean, you know, of course the fam, my little man Kion, you know what I'm saying, all my dudes in the hood, everybody that purchased the album, everybody that supported me from day one and who continue to support, you know what I mean, including yourself. So that's what it is.
That's what it is, man. You know, you out here doing your thing. Are you originally from the DMV, man?
Of course. You know what I'm saying? The capital of Murderland, baby, Annapolis. You know what I mean? Born and
raised. That's what it is, man. So how old are you, man?
26.
26. You out here doing your thing. You know, you still in your prime, getting it in, hard body.
Of course. A lot
you know,
of good
you've been watching your act. I've been watching your action on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Out here, you know what I'm saying, your name, you know, is in people's mouths, real hard body out here in the streets, man. You out here doing your thing. So, I mean, how does it feel, you know, right now in the time that you're doing? Do you feel like it's harder to get on or it's easier? How you feel?
Well, I just think it's definitely hard, you know what I mean? Nowadays, you know, the labels, They looking for more than just talent, you know what I mean? They looking for the whole image, the whole swag. They want to know if you could captivate, you know, the masses, you know what I mean? Like as far as fashion, you know what I mean? They want to know if you know, cats want to dress like you, you know what I'm saying? Cats want to walk and talk like you. Like that's what it is now. At first, you know what I mean, you could get a deal, you know what I'm saying, for just spitting. You could go in the office and kick some hot bars, and they like, yo, sign here, you know what I'm saying? But now they want to know if you could definitely move units, and you know what I'm saying, and they want to know if you could definitely, you know what I'm saying, double and triple their money, you know what I mean?
That's what it is, you know, and, you know, the whole thing, man, you know, with the industry, and the whole, you know, money crisis that's going on, you know what I mean? It's crazy right now because, you know, I heard directly from, you know, the industry cast directly, you know, they not really signing cast, and if they do, they not putting no money in marketing. You know, I had some come on the show, you know what I'm saying, like Busy B, you know what I'm saying, you know, my man DJ Finesse, and cast is real big, and they like, yo, cats ain't paying no more for marketing, so you gotta, even if you do get signed, you still gotta put in your grind and get it in,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, my thing is, how long you been in the game, man? How long you been doing this music?
Well, I mean, always, before I started spitting, you know what I mean, I always used to write, but I would say I started when I was about 14 years old, you know, sort of an experimental kind of thing. You know what I mean? Just to see if I could do it for real, because I heard a lot of cats that be rhyming and stuff, and I'm like, oh, that ain't even hard. I could do that. You know what I mean? And so it was like, you know, just having fun with it. You know what I mean? And you know, I had to, you know, back in the day off the old school tip, you know, we had the karaoke machine, used to make tapes and all that, let cats on the block hear, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You should try and run with this. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, you nice with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember them days, the tapes and everything. I remember when I had tried out for Apollo a long time ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that time they ain't even had the CDs, you know what I'm saying? They still had the tape jump off.
Right, right. But that, I mean, that just go to show you where I'm at with it, you know what I'm saying? From the karaoke to the iPod, you feel me? Like, that's where my grind came from.
Yeah. So what type of artists out here, you know, influence, you know what I'm saying, you know, as an artist and everything like that?
I mean, of course, you know, of course, Big, you know, of course, Jay, Nas, LL, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all the cats, man, with hard lyrics, I mean, with definitely, you know what I'm saying, with definitely messages in their music. Like, that's what it is with me. So that's where I get my style from, man. I don't just spit just to spit, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You could take stuff. You could take stuff from my lyrics and apply it to everyday life, because that's where my lyrics come from, everyday life. So, you know, that's what it is with that.
Do you feel like you're a stronger freestyle rhymer or a stronger writer, or you feel you're strong in both lanes?
I'm definitely a stronger writer. You know what I mean? I'm very articulate, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to what I do, you know what I mean? So I like to sit down, think, and map everything out and make sure that, you know, what you getting is definitely thought out, you know what I mean, and definitely polished, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I could do the freestyle thing, but like I said, I'm a stronger writer, you know what I mean, and composer than actually a freestyler.
Well, that's where you get your money in, man, you know what I'm saying? You get all your royalty rights. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You know,
right.
when you're a writer, that's where the money's at. So, you know,
right.
I encourage most of y'all artists out here that are listening, that are independents, man, y'all need to start writing, man. Stop just being that puppet out here in the game, because they will straight, you know, molest you with no lubrication out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk to Pete Gutter, you know what I'm saying, just send a shout-out. Call in at 347-827-7722, man. You know what I mean? So P, man, you know, you being in the game, man, you know, being in the DMV, do you
right.
think it's harder? Because, you know, it's a lot of cutthroat stuff going on, and you know what I'm saying? You know, people be trying to put on for their city. But do you think it's harder to get love from your own state than going out to another state, man? How you feel about that situation?
I mean, to be honest with you, of course, because I'm going through it right now, to be honest with you. It's like, you know, before I put the album out, you know what I mean, I was heavy in the street with the mixtapes and all that. You know what I'm saying? The cats was like, yo, you know what I'm saying, you should go in, you know what I'm saying, put a full-fledged album out. You know what I mean? Yo, I support you. You know what I'm saying? DJs like, yo, I spin your record. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know a couple cats, you know what I mean, that, you know, at the radio station, they like, I'm going to do this, do that for you. So here I am with the material, good music, good product. But now cats is fronting, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, even in my own town, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got, like I said, I got ears that be in the club, you feel me? And, You know what I'm saying? I've been in the club myself, you know what I mean? It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You gonna play my single? You know what I'm saying? We gonna play it, hold on. They don't play the joint, you know what I'm saying? Or I might, you know, ask a couple cats on my team or whatever, like, yo, they playing the joint in that? No, they ain't play your joint. Like, huh? Come on, like, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to give back to the city, you got to help me get where I got to be. You know what I mean? So it's definitely hard, man. It's definitely people from your own city, man. They're definitely front on you. They're definitely front on you. So you definitely got to go out and search other avenues and you know what I'm saying, other, you know, cities, you know what I'm saying, other towns and stuff like that, because they'll show you love. You know what I mean? They'll definitely show you love.
And, you know, the crazy thing, like I was talking to my peoples, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I'm cool with Two-Face and everything, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He came on one of my shows. Shout out to Two-Face, the Wild Boy. He doing his thing out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because, like, you know, I'm in the DMV, but I'm originally from New York. But the fact that I reside here, you know, I'm repping the DMV. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I seen so many people have to move to Atlanta. Like, the producer I interviewed yesterday, you know, he moved down to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? He from DMV. But he had to move down to Atlanta, like your man Tabby Bonet. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
he moved.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
DJ and Drama, too, you know?
You know? And it's crazy as I don't know what, you know. It's outside of cats can come to the DMV and come here and capitalize like crazy, but we can't even invest in our own people out here in the streets trying to do something. How are we trying to give back to the community if you can't even help your people trying to get on there, trying to give back to the community, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Show the community some love, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. You know, just to see, and everybody just focus on this whole go-go thing. You know, I don't knock go-go, but we got people that are actually talented, from singers, the rappers,
right,
that, you know, just like you, for example. You a hot MC out here in the streets.
Thank
you know
you.
What I'm saying? But, you know, cats be really sleeping. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You got a hot joint, you know what I'm saying, with Lil Mo. You know, and just to come to think about that, how was that working with Lil Mo, man?
Well, actually, we wasn't in the studio at the same time, so I ain't get a chance to, you know, actually, you know, work with Mo. You know, actually, she was working with my dude Ron, you know what I mean, one of the CEOs for MBB, and he's also, you know, my producer and engineer. So he was doing some work with Lil Mo, you know, prior to that or whatever. So that was a song that actually Mo had already, you know, did a song. You know, a whole song with that joint, and because she got her own label or something like that, so she trying to jump something off.
Uh-huh.
But then, you know, my homeboy, you know, came up with the proposition or whatever, and, you know, she said it was a go, you know what I mean? She said, you know, as long as I was hot, you know, that I could get the joint or whatever. So, excuse me, so he let her hear some joints, you know, some previous work before that, you know what I'm saying? She was feeling me, so she was like, yo, it's a go. We can get that, you know?
That's what it is, man. That's a good look right there, man. Lil Mo, you be doing a thing, man.
Right.
So how did you get all involved with the whole MVB fam, you know what I'm saying, the whole movement and what they doing? Because they some real good dudes, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Well, how that all started was actually my man Ron B. O. Ward, one-third of MBB, actually I bumped into him in a barbershop, like, you know what I mean, a few years ago, and, you know, cats, you know, in my way, you know, in my city or whatever, you know, I've been doing my thing for years, I've been holding the city down, so they was like, yo, my man, my barber, he was like, yo, you should holler at my man B.O., you know what I'm saying, like, you know, he be doing this thing with the production and engineering and all that, you know what I mean, and then, you know, before they became MBB, they used to be Track Stars. So I heard, you know, I heard them, like, yo, they do good work in the studio. You know what I mean? So, like I said, he already had a track record and already heard that he did good work. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, we rapped or whatever at the barbershop. Make a long story short, he gave me his math. I hooked up with him. You know, so I put a mixtape down in the studio or whatever, and he was, you know, he was feeling, you know what I'm saying? He was feeling what I was doing. So they laid this album, Smooth. They put out, you know, R&B album Smooth or whatever. I got a track on that by myself, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, just them on the hook. And that was the first actual song that I did with MBB, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I got so much love for that song. It's called Looking for Love, you know what I mean? And, you know, like nice soulful R&B feel to it, you know what I mean, for the ladies or whatnot. And, man, people was feeling it. So after that, I just went to work on the album, and I'm here now.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause I actually heard that song with you and Smooth, man. That was a hot joint. And then I heard the joint that I think you got a joint with Letitia, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that was because you know I had ran into Chris. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chris. You know what I'm saying? And he had gave me Letitia's joint, and I was like, you know, oh, this some fire stuff. These cats is doing their thing. The packaging was, you know, professional.
Right.
You know, I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I keep telling people around here, like, they be trying to give you some crazy CDs. And I'm like,
right.
you need to come with me with some professional stuff, man. I don't got time to waste my time for this crazy mess. Now, there's some options. You know, there's some exceptions, you know what I'm saying, if it's really worth my time. But he came to me and was like, yo, you know, check this out. I listened to the deal because I just skimmed through CDs.
Right.
So I was like, yo, you know, Letitia had the whole little fire joint. She had the joint with you. I was like, yo, who is this FC dude you got on this joint? She's like, yeah, that's, you know, Pete Gutter. You know, he part of my clique and da-da-da. I was like, oh, so when he going to come through? But, you know, you was hard to get in contact with, son.
Right. Hey, I mean, you know, I'm living in the real world. I don't just rap, you feel me? I mean, I got a kid, I work, so it's like trying to juggle that and the music all at the same time, you feel me? It's like, you know, that's what it is. Hopefully, you know, I can make rap my career and I had time to do stuff like that, you know?
You ain't the only one, man, with my kid and you know, working in the 9-to-5. Because everybody wants to, you know, do the things that they love, you know, 24 hours a day and just sit at home and just knock out beats and stuff like that. But, you know, we still got to work for the man, you know what I'm saying, until that dream comes true, you know what I mean? But we still got to keep it grinding, you know? So, but, I mean, so what's up with Welcome to the Onion Block? What's that about? Tell me about that.
Well, back in the day, we used to call my hood is the 1800 block.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my neighborhood is notorious for being a drug-infested area. You feel me? Like, you know what I mean? As far as transactions and all of that. So my homeboy, shout out to my homeboy Smash, too. Matter of fact, he in Jessup right now, bitten, but he on his way home. But anyway, he started, you know, calling the block the 18 Onion Block. You know what I mean? So that's the name of my hood. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ask cats, yo, where the onion at? You know what I'm saying? You know, they're gonna let you know. You know what I'm saying? The 18 Onion Block. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's where that whole thing come from as far as the onion block.
So y'all got the onion, the good over that joint, huh?
Yeah,
sit,
I mean,
in the air.
that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you never know who's listening, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it is. You know, I ain't trying to get nobody knocked off, you feel me?
Yo, that's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Pete Gutter, man, I'm about to go into one of your tracks, man. To anybody listening, man, y'all can call in at 347-826-7722, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Pete Gutter talking about that the game needs him, you know what I'm saying? He said the game needs him because there's too many slouches out here, you know, ain't doing nothing out here, you know what I'm saying? So he's trying to give y'all the real deal, you know, real deal Holenfield, you know?
Right. I mean, the game needs me good music, period. I mean, regardless whether it's for me or other artists, they just need good music, man. A lot of this music, I mean, hands down, man, it's not good. It's jingly garbage, you feel me? It just sounds good, but it ain't good.
Hey, jingly garbage. I'm going to use that one. That's the word of the day, jingly garbage.
Right. Right, it sound good, something you could, you know, dance to and all that, but it's no substance, no message in the music, you know?
That's what it is, man. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying, going to, I got shout out to Miss Mika J in the chat room, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm about to the game needs me, man. Stand fast for me, P. You know.
Okay.
Tell me how y'all like it in the chat room, man. The game needs me. I need you too. So holla at this one.
Yeah. So soulful right here. That pain you feel in the pit of your stomach, man. You know? Scuttle. Listen to my pain, man. You know what I think about life, man. It's
yeah.
So strange to me. It's kind of funny how life is so strange. So often I pretend in my life there's no strain. A life with no pain is a life with no gain. It seems with players even though life is no game. You won't grow within your life, there's no change. I ain't trying to be broke living life with no change. How you gonna get ahead in this life with no brain? Some would do anything for a price with no shame. I know kids that can't even write their own name, but I bet they can tell you the price of cocaine. Playing the curve with two or three dice to roll, man. But now I'm grown up and that life is so lame. It's why how chicks get when it's ice in your chain. They get groupied out cause it's nice to know fame. They hate to make cats put that knife to your frame. I'll catch you on the eyes for right in your lane. Damn.
Life is so strange.
Every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life
yeah, life. Talk right here. Listen up. We used to be in love with each other, shared kisses and hugs with each other, but it's gone now. I trusted you, but you never let your guard down. You broke out and made me a bachelor, so it's on now. I can't deny that I like being free again. I doubt a love life is a life that's for me again. I'm just giving true facts in a song. Is it wrong that we both just can't get along? For the sake of a son, I have to say it's true. Cause the one jumping the gun, I have to say it's you. But it is what it is. I wish we could be friends, but if not, at least my love for Kayon won't stop. He's my heart plus the air that I breathe. So my feelings for you I don't wear on my sleeve. But it's better that we parted. It's just too bad that together we just couldn't finish what we started.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life
yeah, life.
Like it just went off my chest right here.
So strange. I was your second boy, see you skipped out on your first one. Was never there for me when my days was the worst ones. All I had was granny. But in the hood, that was the norm, cause most of us ain't had no daddy. You came around when you felt as though you wanted to. Now I'm doing things that no ordinary son would do. But can you fault me? I got wounds that just can't be healed, so my attitude is salty. Since day one, I've been there for my son. Took fatherhood like a grown man, I ain't run. And a deadbeat dad, man, I ain't one. So my son will grow up to be an irate one. You chose the streets over me, and drugs over me. So words can't even express what's owed to me. But I don't want nothing, any dude can make a baby. But it takes a man to have one raised, B.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say.
Life
is so strange.
Life is so strange.
And every day I say.
Life is so strange.
And every night I say,
life is so strange.
And every day I say,
life is so strange.
And every night I say,
life is so strange.
And every day I say,
life is so strange.
And every night I say,
life
is so strange.
Life is so
gutter, man, giving you that soulful, you know what I'm saying, jump off with the straight up, you know, got me feeling like it's some old, you know, modern day common jump off, man. I mean, he bringing the music back to you, man. You know what I mean? He's coming out here with that garbage. He's bringing the music back to the people. For the people, man. He don't do it for himself. He do it for the people. Giving y'all good music. Because the fans is what it is, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the game needs them. Yeah, I need them. You know what I'm saying? We need them. We need artists like this that's really doing their thing out here, man. Shout out to MBB Entertainment. I know y'all listening, man. Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I can say one thing about MBB Entertainment. Shout out to Flash. I know he real busy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, Ronnie, Mr. Ward doing this thing, man. And Leticia.
My man Pete, too. Can't forget my dude, Pete.
And Pete, you know what I'm saying, to all y'all, because I know they got different locations,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all trying to get in doing some, you know, hot tracks, man. Y'all need to holler at MVB. They doing some hot things over there, man. They shutting the city down, you know what I mean? And I give you one thing, man. You know, it's a lot of cats that got their own record label or their own entertainment, you know, company. But I'm going to tell you one thing. MBB Entertainment is the most righteous dudes I've ever, you know, had the honor to talk to over the phone. They actually, if they believe in you as an artist, they put full throttle and invest in you. You hear me? They've invested in these artists full body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Turn their back on these artists. So they really doing their thing, and I got to give them their props because we need more people like that, for real.
Of course, man.
You know what I'm saying?
They definitely some good dudes, man. They definitely, you know, put their faith, put their hard work and effort, you know what I'm saying, into my project, man. And they definitely made me a better artist than what I was before I met them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to ask the young lady in the chat room how she felt about the song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, that was life was so strange too. That wasn't the game needs me.
Okay. All right. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay. That was life is so strange right there. So you know, Les made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Don't fault me.
It's all good. It's all good.
But you still heard the music and you liked it. Yeah, man, they said that they liked that song, man. It was real smooth. You know, when you having a bad day and you just feel like just digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lean or Woohoo, you know, you sitting in your caddy, you know, your girl done pissed you off, and you just sit down and listen to that joint. Life is so strange. It just mellow out, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, man. I appreciate it.
That's a hot joint, man. Hey, we got to give y'all credits out here in the DMV, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of propaganda. Not to take away from some of these, you know, regular radio stations, these FM radio stations. But the thing is, man, they going to be obsolete in a few. You know what I'm saying? Internet radio, what is that? This is the wave of the future. You know what I'm saying? And I'm giving a platform for artists, you know, that's trying to put their stuff out there and the regular places ain't trying to play them. I'm going to play you. Because I'm gonna play you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
Ain't nobody pulling my strings. I ain't no puppet out here. You know what I mean? So you know, I'm gonna play your music because you know the people gotta feel you. And I just want to let you know that you know I got your banners on all the little sites that I'm on. You know what I'm saying? So cats can see that. You know what I'm saying? So
that's how much
love and support I got for you, Pete.
And
you know
I appreciate that.
Even though you took forever to get back at me, but I still love y'all, though.
Yo, my bad. Yo, like I said, man, we in the real world. You know what I'm saying? If rap was my only job, trust me.
So, P, man, how you feel about this whole economy issue? And they talking about, you know what I'm saying, that we in a money crisis, but yet they can print up $85 million and give it to these cats that's embezzling money. You know what I'm saying? How you feel that affects you as an artist and how that affects, you know, the music industry and with you pushing your units? How you feel about that situation?
Oh, man. I mean, the whole situation is crazy, man. It's definitely a crisis. Nobody ever in this world would think Wall Street would go broke. You feel me? Like, that's just unheard of. But, you know, when you put people in certain positions, man, and they don't carry out their duties and do what they're supposed to do, stuff like that happens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you got the wrong, you know, when you got the wrong people in office, man, and things of that nature, You know what I mean? And they not doing anything about the situation. And, you know what I'm saying, as long as it ain't hurting their pockets, you know what I mean, and you know, making them fall short, you know, that's really what it is, man. That's why, you know, the right man is about to get in office, you know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully, you know, he can turn this whole situation around and, you know, have it back, you know, to how it was when Bill Clinton was in office and everything was flowing smoothly, you know what I'm saying? People was eating and it wasn't a whole bunch of this craziness.
But you know, at the same time, man, a long time ago back in history, there was a Great Depression,
right,
where Wall
right.
Street plummeted before, and it was all a plan with the international bankers, and it was all a setup. So it's just history repeating itself. They started with the whole foreclosures of the houses, and then it trickled down like a domino effect, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These cats know what they doing. They think American people stupid out here. We ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying? They keep sleeping and think the American people is dumb. I ain't. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready for the revolution, my dude.
Of course. And what they want us to do, they want to make these little crazy tax cuts and all that. You know what I'm saying? They messed up the money. They going out spending and like I said, messing up the money, and then they want us to pay for it, though. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
So P, where the spots where we can find your CD at, man? So cats can go and cop that, like 5 or 3 or 10 of them joints, son, in a bundle.
Well, I mean, you can catch, you know, any member of the, you know, MBB, BTE team. You know what I mean? We definitely, you know, got them. You can go to the like any record and tape traders. You can definitely get it from there. You can also you can go on CD Baby. You can go on iTunes. You can go on Dig Station, and you can go to any of them spots. You can download it right to your iPod, your iPhone. You know what I mean? Whatever you got, and definitely have me bumping.
That's what it is, man. What's up with that MySpace page, P Gutter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can definitely holler at me on MySpace, www.myspace.com/ PittsGutter410.
Go ahead and spell that out for them, because you know some people out here, they be like, huh?
Yeah, just holler at me at www.myspace.com. MySpace.com/ Pitts, PITTS, Gutter, GUTTA, 410.
That's what it is.
And the links is right there. You know what I'm saying? CD Baby, iTunes, and Dig Station. You know what I'm saying? The links is right there. So when you go to my MySpace page, you can go right to the link, shoot you straight to the album.
You know one thing, people, I could say about P Gutter and the whole MBB fan, man. Yo, these cats, people be talking about pushing units. These cats be really pushing units, man. Pushing units, man. They be doing that overseas. Like, I'm telling you, they pushing units. You might think that cats is sleeping. These cats is out here pushing units, man. I don't know about anybody else. You can't tell me you the hottest rapper if you ain't pushing no units. Because at the end of the day, it's about how many units you pushing. You know what I'm saying? I talk about branding and, you know, branding yourself in your city. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, P is in the streets. You know what I'm saying? But we still going to work on, you know, getting P out here and letting cash, you know, stop sleeping on P out here in the DMV area. Because I'm going to be a platform for it. I'm going to push them, you know what I'm saying? I got faith in them. So, you know, when I do my promo thing, I'm going to make sure we got, you know, P-Face on the joint MVB and push it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, y'all cats need to stop sleeping. Because, you know what I'm saying, you got to get known in your city and at the same time push units, man. And these cats is pushing units. And I know this for real. They is pushing units, man. Units. Y'all cats pushing 1 or 2 CDs. These cats is pushing units. You heard?
That's the name of the game. You want to keep your job, you got to sell. You feel me? Hey, rapper job is like any other job. You ain't making no guap. You feel me? They gonna say holla at you.
yo, who if it was any rapper that you can meet in this lifetime, man, who would it be that you would love?
I would definitely either like to meet Jay-Z or 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? To me, they the epitome of grinders, man. I mean, starting with the music, you know what I'm saying, to the fashion, to the different, you know, business ventures and endeavors and stuff like that, man. I mean, just for instance, man, Jay-Z went from not even being able to get a record deal to, you know what I'm saying, 40 clubs. I mean, ready to start J Hotels. Like, that's insane for a rapper.
That's what it is, man. You know, I mean, you're able to capitalize on it as long as you play your cards right, because you got some retarded ones out here that's talking about they bankrupt, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. I mean, dudes have been rapping for 15, 20 years, you feel me, and they got two cars.
You know, I mean, but you know, like you know what I'm saying, I love the Jews and everything, but the Jews don't, when a rich person rich, you don't got to do all that flashy stuff, real talk,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got a problem with us as African Americans buying 5 or 6, 10 cars for what reason? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't take that stuff with you. You got 5 or 6 cars out here for what?
Right. I could. And you know what? With that being said, man, what was so crazy when the USA Olympic basketball started jumping off, and they were talking about LeBron James, you know, trying to be the first, you know, billionaire basketball player. He invited Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. And I'm talking about, if you look at these dudes, man, you would think these dudes ain't had a dollar to spare, man. They two of the most richest people on, I mean, definitely in America, but I mean on Earth. So, you know, it's cats out here, man. They'll be wearing 10 chains and be fly from head to toe, Gucci, Fendi down and all that, man. But these dudes really ain't got no cake like that.
I'm going to tell you real talk, though. A lot of that stuff is leased, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of that stuff is leased. The cars, you know, take, what's that dude, Young Buck? Your man got in trouble for freaking leasing cars and not taking them back.
Right.
You know what I'm
right. I mean, you got dudes like Weezy. I mean, these cats, they not even paying for their beats. They not getting their samples cleared. They ain't paying for their samples. But, you know, yet, you know, these cats is getting 500 stacks putting their mouth and all that. Like, come on.
You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, these cats, you know, they reaping what they sow because they getting sued left and right. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
For not clearing stuff. If people don't understand, I'll be trying to tell these young cats out here, man, yo, you got to copyright your stuff, man.
Right.
And you can't be sampling stuff until it gets cleared. You know what I'm saying? Because cats would be quick to sue you. You see how this money crisis is? Don't think they ain't going to come try to get some money up out you.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It's real talk, man. Stand fast for me. I'm about to go to a quick commercial. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Okay.
So stand fast for me, man.
I bet.
Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion.
Yeah, what's good, Lushy Lush? This your dude, Pete Gutter, and you know I'm rocking with you all day, every day at LushRadioOnline.com. Thanks for all the love and support, you heard? One.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everythingthenumber2youknow.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be More, Stand Up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number Hot Videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'ma punish you, baby. Lush. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live on Lush Radio, shutting it down. You know, it's a Saturday. It's my day, and I'm happy. I'm feeling blessed and lovely. I'm live with your boy, representing the DMV, Pete Gutter. You know what I'm saying? Repping MBB Entertainment, shutting it down like you do, giving us nothing but the hot music, man. Yeah. Call in at 347-826-7722. Oh, Lush Radio. I know y'all like them commercials, man. That's all me. I know you love it.
It was hot. You definitely doing your thing, man. Real talk.
Hey, I be trying to do my thing, man. You know, I'm just a small little person out here just trying to make it just like everybody else, man.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, you know, When they do a couple of interviews with a couple of stars, you know, they start getting big-headed. But I ain't big-headed because, you know, I'm still trying to make it out here.
Of course.
So, you know, but, you know, I show love for my people, man. I put on for my city and went. I believe that when you put on for your city, that means you're really trying to put your people on in your city. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people got it misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? And they be saying, hey, Lord, I put on for my city. What is you really giving back, man? For real.
Right, right.
No, don't it. You know, like, I ain't going, you know, talk bad about your man, Wale. You know, he a right dude.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? He African like I am. But he don't understand none of it. He don't speak it. You know what I'm saying? And your man, you know, just starting to represent the joint because it was like he ain't even want to be categorized as being African.
Word,
so that's how much of a market it is of Nigerian people out here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, but your man Wale, yeah, he screamed, you know, DMV, DMV, but like, you know, how many people he really trying to put on, you know? It's a lot of cats out here, you know, but let me shut my mouth before I get myself in trouble.
I feel you on that.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of two-faced cats out here, man. You know, I love my city. You know, I'm going to try to do as much as I can to bring my people on, put them on. But, yo, we need to stop cutting each other's throats and support each other and invest in these people, man.
Right.
It's too much time y'all let us sit out here and waste. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of it, you know,
exactly.
Real talk.
And the people that they do be bigging up, like, you know what I'm saying, these celebrities from other towns and stuff like that, They ain't doing nothing, you know what I'm saying? They ain't doing nothing, you know, to put your city on. So, you know, why ride their coattail and why, you know, be all up in these cats' face, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, shoot, I can go into as many, you know. Shout out to Busy B, you know, his birthday party is October 26th, Sunday, you know what I'm saying, at the Bedrock in Baltimore, on Baltimore Avenue, 401 Baltimore Avenue. You know, Lushy Lush going to be live in the building, shutting it down, partying with Ice-T, his wife Coco, all the big stars, you know what I'm saying, doing the thing, doing the do, you know what I'm saying, going to snap a couple of pictures, get real sexy for him, because I do it for the people. You know what I'm saying? So, P, man, we about to go into another one of your joints, man. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, when I play the song, son. So, you know, when I got the files and stuff, you know, I'm trying to, you know, put it in and stuff. I might have got it all, you know, discombobulated, but, you know, I know you go. I know you got my back, man.
no doubt. It's all good. You know, as long as everything you play is gonna be fire anyway, so it don't even matter.
So I got this joint right here. You know, I hope it's failure is not an option.
Right.
I hope this is the right one. You know what I'm saying? But y'all need to go ahead and eat on this one right here. It's a hot joint. It's a real joint right here, straight from Pete Gutter. Shutting it down, repping the DMV. DMV stand up. You know what I'm saying? Right here. Straight from P, man. Check it out.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
You know, I just got one question I want to ask you.
What's that?
Are you down for me?
Boy, you know I'm down for
you. I mean,
you.
Are you really, really down for me?
What kind of question is that?
You know, like on some Jada and Will Smith.
Okay.
Lucy and Ricky. Bonnie and Clyde type love.
Let's go.
I am gonna give you the world now.
Boy, you know I'm down for you. Do whatever you need me to. Do what you want me to do. For you. For today I'll do it for you. Boy, you know I'm down for you. Do whatever you need me to. Do what you want me to do. For
yeah.
You. Boy,
yeah.
I'll do it for you.
Look, I'm feeling something I ain't feeling in a while. Cause ain't nothing more real as a smile. More kind as your touch. Them other guys leave behind in the dust. Cause together we'll be shining like some diamonds that's crushed.
Yeah.
It's your body and your eyes that I lust. But I'm not the guy that it rush. Your time is a must. They say patience is a virtue. It's good to acquire. And by looking at you, girl, you're good to desire. Whether you're elegant or in the hood, it's a tire. You can burn a spot up like some wood in the fire. You my ride or die chick, mine so hot run. I got the key to your heart, baby, the lock's on. These lame dudes are not done. They playing with you. They go astray, but not me. I'm staying with you. My body's cold and numb when I ain't laying with you. I wish we never part ways, cause every day I miss you.
Boy, you know I'm down with you. Do whatever you need me to. You need me to.
From the usual, girl. It's spontaneous, funny, plus beautiful, girl. And even though you know my profession is musical, you don't trip. Knowing that it's groupies for this dudes and you. Boo, it's true, I need you in my arms. Your love is a drug, I'm feeling like heroin. I'm meaning from here on. I want you to myself. You're more than just a notch I got under my belt. You're more like a trophy that's at the top of my shelf. I got something special with more value than wealth, baby. I'm a busy man, always on my grind. Just know you're like my thoughts, you're always on my mind, and I can't get you off. I don't even think I want to. I no longer want you, girl. I only want you 24/7. I need you every second. You don't even need a gun, cause your sex is a weapon. Yeah.
Boy, you know I'm down for you. Do whatever you need me to. Do what you want me.
We could do together.
Yeah.
I need you in my life. Please be my boo forever.
Oh,
you can be my umbrella. Show me through the weather.
So,
I've been with a lot of girls, but you do it better.
Yeah.
If I'm lying, then I'm flying and I'm still grounded.
Yeah.
I even hit my heart from you when you still found it. I know you're wondering
what
if I feel the same. Just treat me good and I never let my feelings change.
Oh.
If I happen to lose you, I know I feel the pain.
Oh.
Probably turn psychotic and go real insane.
Oh.
But the thought of that, I wouldn't like to fathom. I'm what you got, them other women with. Like to have
them.
I used to like to bag them and do my thing with them.
Right.
Even invite a few friends that they could bring with them.
Right.
Now I'm a changed man, no longer the player type. I said I love you before, but now I know how to play it right.
Oh,
Shutting it down, you know what I'm saying? With your man, Pete Gutter.
Yeah,
Shout out to Entertainment, man. You know, the hottest MC coming straight out of DMV. DMV stand up, worldwide stand up. We pushing units out here, man. It's not a game. Baby, for real. You know what I'm saying? That's that joint right there. Failure is not an option. You know what I'm saying? That's that hot, smooth, sexy stuff right there, man. That's like that, you know what that remind me of? That old Method Man and Mary J. Blige jump off right there, yo. You know? That's what I like, that smooth, laid-back stuff, man. You know, shout out to Dre Mack, you know, of 313 in the chat room, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Let me send a shout out to Kia Calloway. That's who the artist was, the female singing on the track, Kia Calloway. She from B-More, you know what I mean? Very talented. Beautiful, definitely beautiful, definitely beautiful vocalist. I mean, shorty's what's up, you know what I'm saying? And she a real down-to-earth chick, too.
That's what's up, man. You're going to have to get her on here, too, man. What's up?
Yeah, no doubt.
Get on here, too, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I show love, you know what I'm saying? I always show love, you know. You know, but you know what I'm saying, P, what do we expect from you in the future, P? You know what I'm saying? You want to get into this acting. You want to, you know, get into some type of producing, learn more about the producing. You want to have your own management company. What you trying to do, P, man? Tell us what you trying to do, my dude.
I want to have my hands in everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hands-on type of dude. So, you know, I want to. You know what I'm saying? I want to explore a lot of different avenues, you know what I'm saying, as far as, the acting, you know, the fashion, definitely other, you know, business endeavors, you know what I mean?
Like
I said, man, it's, the name of the game is to get more, is to get money more than one way. You feel me? You definitely got to have more than one hustle. Time's hard, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely got to have money coming in 4, 5, 6 ways versus just one. You feel me?
That's what it is, man. I'm about to go to a caller. 240, you're live on Lush Radio. What's the deal, man?
Hey, hello. Just want to say hi, and how's everyone doing today?
Hey, what's good, man?
On here, first want to give a shout-out to Lush Radio, which is my sister, so, and supporting her movement, because I know it's positive, so.
That's what it is.
Anybody who comes on her show, I know they all positive, so I'm behind them 100%. So,
thank you.
My sister,
so what y'all talking about today, Lush?
My sister, tell them where you repping, T.
How I'm repping Washington, D.C., Maryland.
That's what it
all
is.
All day.
<That's
great>. Gotta represent for the hometown.
In the building, that's what it is.
And where are you representing? The producer?
I'm representing Annapolis, the capital of Maryland. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of people don't even know that Annapolis is the capital of Maryland, but, you know, I'm here schooling them today.
Oh, okay. I'm with that. Who else is here, Les? That's it?
Yeah, we got Pete here today, you know what I'm saying? We was interviewing Pete Gutter, you know what I'm saying? He got these hot tracks and everything, doing his thing real smooth and sexual, you know, with the rap joint, you know. He a real good dude, man. He's out here doing his thing. He representing DMV, doing his thing out here, you know.
Appreciate that.
You got any questions to ask him, T? You want to ask him any questions?
Okay, so he's a producer. Oh, why keep saying that? What you say again? Say it again, Lush.
He's an MC.
Right.
Oh, MC. Okay. So, like you host stuff? Like, what type of event? I'm lost. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? Like, as far as, like, you know, do I do, like, any, you know, any venues, like, shows?
Yeah.
Well, right now, you know, I got the album out, so, you know, of course, I'm, you know, doing promoting real heavy. I just did a show down in Up Against the Wall on Georgia Avenue, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I did my thing down there, got a few units off. I've been doing those spots everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So
okay, so do you travel a lot or it's mostly local?
Hey, T, hold on real quick. T, I'm about to pull in another caller. Dre Mack, you're live on Lush Radio. Hey, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, y'all can't hear.
We can't really hear you. Jay Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Jay Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with your line, but it's like not coming in.
All right, give me a minute, man. I'm about to fix that real quick.
All right, call right back. All right. That was Dre Mack, you know what I'm saying? But he gonna call back in. Yeah, T, ask him what you was gonna ask him again. T. T.
I think Shorty gone.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
T, ask him.
Yeah.
What you was gonna ask him?
Oh, I said, do you travel or is just mostly local?
Oh, well, right now, you know, I'm doing a local thing right now. We're about to launch, launch this nationwide campaign. So, you know, after, like I said, you know, after we, you know, conquer the local scene or whatever, then we're going to start expanding, you know what I mean? Start doing the shows, you know, in other states, you know what I'm saying? You know, all down the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? You know, in spots like that. So, you know, right now, you know, like I said, we're doing a local thing. We get the nationwide joint jumping off. Then after that, that's when we're going to, you know, expand with the traveling and all that. So we getting that set up, you know, right now. So we definitely got, you know, a nice plan, you know, everything mapped out. So we're going to do it right, you know what I mean? Make sure that the project is successful, you know, nationwide, not just in the DMV.
That's what it is.
Okay. As long as you're doing your thing, okay, you're going to make it big. Just don't forget about us and don't forget about Lush Radio. You hear me?
Oh, of course not. I'm definitely showing the kid a lot of love, man. I appreciate it because just like I was telling her earlier, man, I mean, a lot of cats be fronting, man. I mean, you know, dudes, you know, that's supposed to be, you know, showing the kid love or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they I don't know. They to the left with it, so. She definitely, you know what I'm saying, showing the kid love, and I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. We always behind people who trying to do positive things. That's all. It's too many young black African Americans who not doing good, locked up, everybody. So as long as you're setting a good example, that's all that matters.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for calling up, though. You know
no problem. And Lush, I will... talk to you later. Just calling in to support you, okay? Well, keep doing what you're doing, then. All right. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Okay. All right. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, baby. That's my little sister.
Yeah, oh, she's mad cool, though. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Today we had our girl Spicy come in. Spicy, y'all got to send a shout-out to Spicy. Spicy has, like... you know, cerebral palsy, but she's a sweet girl, and she called in yesterday, you know, and she was doing her thing. She was making it spicy for the show.
That's what
doing her thing on here, you know what I'm saying? I got all different kind of callers, you know, and it feels good when I can touch people from different states. I never know who's going to call in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, people just start through, they listen to it, you know, and I will be doing a tour with Lush Radio, going all around. You know, we might start do Seattle. Like, you know, everybody's hitting all these major states. I'm going into these states where, you know, they hungry to hear some real music. You know what I'm saying? So when I get ready to do that, I'm definitely going to take you with me. You know, whole MGB family with me so we can, you know, go across this country and just tell them what we really doing out here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm about to go to this other caller. I'm going to go back to Dre Mack again.
Okay.
Dre Mack.
Yeah, yeah.
Dre- What's up, player?
Shit, what's good with you, fam?
Ain't nothing, man.
Ain't nothing,
you know,
man. You know,
I appreciate you calling in.
For sure, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I just be, you know what I'm saying, rolling my little LO, checking out the blood talks. You know what I'm saying? I always, you know, try and support independent artists. You know what I'm saying? But,
that's what it is.
I wanted to
appreciate
ask you, man,
that.
You know what I'm saying? With the whole music hookup, man, what you trying to accomplish, B? By that, I mean, you know what I'm saying, what you looking for, a deal, you know what I'm saying? You trying to open some shit up, you know what I'm saying? Is it just a stepping stone or is it just the career right here?
Well, it's definitely a stepping stone, man. I definitely feel as though that I'm a multi-talented individual. I mean, besides, of course, with the music, but I feel as though, you know, there's other ways I can make money, you feel me, and give back, you know what I'm saying, to the community and, you know what I'm saying, definitely put my city and my state on, you feel me? So, I mean, like I said, I want to get into to everything. I want to be a mogul. I want that star on Hollywood Walk of Fame, you feel me? Like Diddy and cats like that and Russell Simmons. Like, that's what I want from the game, you know what I'm saying? I want people to look at me and be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? This dude came from off the same block that I was on. You feel me? If he could do it, then I definitely, you know what I'm saying? If I put my mind to it, I definitely could get it in like that. So that's what I want, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want people to view me as.
So, you know what I'm saying? What type of message you giving with your music? You know what I'm saying? Like I say, everybody got their own little thing they trying to say, even if everybody ain't hearing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
Well, I got all sorts of messages, man. From the intro, you know, failure's not an option. I mean, just the album title itself. Like, that right there is just, just applies to all walks of life, you know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, to that dude on the corner or, you know what I'm saying, that dude in, you know, in the office or whatever. Like, whatever you do, just know that failure shouldn't be an option, man, that you go and do it. If you put that hard work, that dedication, and that grind in, you can accomplish it.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. D-Mac was in the chat room, man. He was talking about doing a cypher.
Hold on, say it again.
I said D-Mac was in there talking about doing
a word?
A word?
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Lush Radio about to do an exclusive. I have a cypher real quick, you know what I'm saying? I spit like a whole 16 or a little song. You know how they say puff, puff, pass?
Yeah.
So spit and then pass it.
How y'all want to do it? How many bars, man?
That's what it is,
baby.
So I mean, since P, you know, is the I'm gonna let you go ahead and start it off.
Oh, you want me started?
Stop, let, come on, man, hit him with the sexy stuff.
Yo, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, you want me started off?
Go ahead. All right.
I've been high since cats was wearing low sport. You a matchstick, I'm a blowtorch. My dude shoot K's at your crib till there's no porch. Cash like clothes in the wintertime, no shorts, I need mine. You can let your dog starve, I'ma feed mine. My aura sunlight bright, look how he shine. I'm looking like Bruce Leroy with the blue glow. But I don't take judo, I'm swift, you move slow. You know, I'm pulling dudes' cards like Uno. Catch me in the hood drinking Grey Goose with Nouveau. Swag out of this world, somewhere like Pluto. My guap fresh out of the mint, now that's new though. Fly threads on me, got me looking so spiffy. Major kids shine, now you think you so crispy. You a joke that ain't amusing to me. Even the Ice Cube would say that I'm the coolest MC. Get it? I'm an icon with H World Nikes on. And when that switch on the mic's on, man, who hotter than me?
Wow. Exclusive. On Lush Radio, man.
Yo.
Who cutting it next, man? Who cutting it next?
You, D-Mac. It's you, D-Mac.
All right. Look. Yo, I said who cut next. They told me it's D-Mac. So sit back, relax, and catch D-Facts. Niggas understand I'm in this game like a tax. I'm on every dollar. I'm here to own every dollar. And every hoe, when I say I'm gon' holler. And every game, is rules to be followed. You break holes, I break foes. Shit, with this right here, this ruler, I break holes, break them down like a purple haze. Niggas talking that shit, I give them purple rays. I'm in this game like... It ain't just a phase, I'm here to get money. These niggas laugh, but it ain't much funny. Cause in this game, if your pocket's crummy and you bummy, you gotta do something, dog. Shit, I'm blowed, I gotta go, dog.
But it is. Hold on.
Let me finish the LO, man. Let me finish the LO, you know?
That's keep what it is off the radio, man.
That's what it is, that's what it is.
Nobody in the club got swagger like Lush. Nigga grown and blush. And I tell these phony cats, stop talking. Bet you I need the hush. Tell you I put all your whole intestines into Lush. You know what I'm saying? It's Lushy, the one they can't touch. Infamous. Times I might leave you a the cat takes your head from your body, cause your cat is nobody. All you need to do is bend and get effed in the ass, cause you never class. I'm crushing you like pebbles. You'll never be on my level. Get out my face. Some
ass with
some motherfucking.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? This right here is healthy for hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? Lyrical exercise. That's what it's all about, right here.
That's exactly what it is, baby.
I'm trying to bring it back to the people. You know, back in the day when people used to box and used to beat on the table.
Hey, yo,
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. I want to thank Dre Mack.
Hold on. My bad. I don't mean to cut you off, Lush. But with that being said, because dude just said from Detroit or whatever, actually, I just did a show with this chick named Meek. You know what I'm saying? She just put out an album or whatever, and she from the D. You feel me? And she showed the kid mad love. You feel me? She flew all the way out to Maryland. You know what I'm saying? Because she dealing with some cats out here and whatnot. And, you know, she got the kid on her album or whatever, so I'm featured on her joint. And actually, we just did a show at Macy's. You know what I'm saying? We did two shows. One in Annapolis and one in Glen Burnie. You feel me? So
I didn't know you was. What'd
you say?
I know you was at that Macy's show. You're supposed to come out there because you know Michelle is her manager.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, homie just said he was from the D, you feel me? So I just had to, you know, just plug that in there, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Meek, you feel me, from the D, you know what I'm saying? She definitely, you know, doing her thing and repping the D well, so that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the D, TMV, shout out to the wide, you know what I'm saying? I was a little freestyle cypher. That's radio exclusive. You in the nowhere. That's radio, man. Your man P. Down. Go support the man. He doing the thing. Go cop the album. It's on iTunes, all over, man. You know what I'm saying? You can check on my MySpace. MySpace.com/thatsradio. He on my top. You know what I'm saying? So you can go check him out on this thing, man. Yo, P. Support you and everything you do, and you know what I'm saying? I wish you much success.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Everything that you want comes for you, you know what I'm saying?
And you know the feeling is likewise, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. Always keep in mind, failure's not an option, you feel me?
What it is, man. But don't be faking, because you know when I call you, son, you better answer the phone, because me and you going to fight, son. Fist the cup.
You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying? You definitely show the kid a lot of love. Like I said, man, I greatly appreciate it, like real talk.
So, you know, I always come through for you, Lushy. Lushy, big holler at your boy.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I love MVB. They doing their thing. They some positive dudes, you know. Shout out to Letitia. She doing her thing. She got that hot joint fire that's featured on the commercial I got for, you know, Squares, you know, Fashion, you know what I'm saying, repping the DMV, you know, 9th and M Street, you know, go cop some of you that Square Fashion, because you don't got that, you know, you was a lame. Shout out to Chris that actually introduced me to the whole fam, you know what I'm saying, he doing this thing, that's Flat's cousin, you know what I'm saying. You know, shout out to, you know, all the people, support the independent entrepreneurs, independent, you know, business owners, doing their thing, man, independent artists, man. Just love them, man. Support them, man. Because we need them just like we need you, man. And like I said, man, not all of us is perfect, but some parts of us are excellent. So stop worrying about all your bad parts and try to work on your good parts and work on your weaknesses, man. And, you know, if nobody told you they love you today, let's love you, man. You know, I don't do it for me. I do it for the people locked up, for the people that's homeless. I do it for the cancer patients. I do it for the people that got those unknown voices, man. I'm doing it for the people. That's why they call me the people's voice, Lushy Lush. I'm live on Lush Radio. I had a positive, beautiful, excellent black brother on here doing his thing. And I had wonderful callers calling it and wonderful fans. I love y'all all. Love, peace, and chicken grease. You know how I, you know what I'm saying? Go out there, you know, if you still got time, register to vote. I need all of y'all to go and vote y'all ballots, man, because we need change out here. I'm tired of, you know, paying these gas prices. I'm tired of all this mess, you know, man. I'm going to cast my vote. I hope you cast your vote. So let's get it in, people. Let's get it in. Yo, P, I love you, my dude. I'm going to holler at you later, you know. You know, I'm proud of you.
Much love back, Lush.
I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to your whole family, you know what I'm saying? Blessings to them. So, yeah, this is how I do, man. Later.
Appreciate that, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the callers, too, man, you know what I'm saying, who called up and, you know, hollered at your boy, man. I greatly appreciate it, man. This is what I do, you know what I'm saying? I do the music for the people. I do it for the world, you feel me? All walks of life, man, all walks of life. No matter what type of lifestyle you live in, you pick up a copy of the album, trust me, it is something on there for you that you definitely can relate to.
That's what it is, man. Yo, this was some good stuff right here. This is some good stuff, man. You know? So
right.
I'm going to holler at you later, P.
I bet. Be easy, ma.
You be easy. Holler.
All right, one.